USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a new week begins, a Federal Reserve policymaker says it will be a big process to get the U.S. economy back up and running again, as many Americans continue to suffer financially from the coronavirus pandemic.
This could be a long, hard road that we have ahead of us until we get to either an effective therapy or a vaccine.
Fed Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation the Fed is looking at an 18-month timeline for the global economy to rebound. The governors of Mississippi and Louisiana have both declared states of emergency after deadly storms moved through the states yesterday. In southern Mississippi, at least six people were killed when tornadoes tore across that state. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves promising that state's mobilizing all resources to protect people. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.